Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Yo, what's happening, world, and welcome back. We at it again. Welcome to a new episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another Sunday fun day? As always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
For shizzle, man, listen. South Africa, y'all number two on the top five. Y'all number two in South Africa on the top five, man.
Shout out to South Africa, man.
What was the rest? I know Ghana number five.
Man, Africa is in the house, man. Africa is messing with us, man. We highly appreciate it. Keep listening. Keep telling people. Keep telling a friend to tell a friend. So, yeah, so we got Ghana at number five. We got number four, Mexico, man. I'll be missing Acapulco, man. Got to get back out there. I don't know. Sometime. I don't know when it's going to happen, but me and my wife definitely got to get back out there, man. So big shout out to Mexico, number four. Number three, we got Australia, the land down under. Big shout out to Crocodile Dundee. and all the folks down in Australia, you know. Number two, like we said, South Africa, man, Zulu Nation, stand up. And number one, we have the home team, the United States of America. So big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities, East Coast, West Coast, North and South. Keep listening.
For a shizzle. You ever been to Cabo?
Nah. You been there?
No, but you know what? I really want to go now.
Okay, yeah, I need a vacation like yesterday, but, you know, soon come. I'm in grind mode right now, so.
I got some stuff that I need to do, but I definitely may skip to the loo there for a couple of days.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, especially when it get cold. That's the best time to get
when it get cold.
Yeah, when it get cold, that's the best time to, you know, get some instant summer and go out to a tropical place.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
But you know what? I have to figure out my itinerary just based upon everything that I got going on. And when they go on break, you know, when the next time the kids go on break.
Well, that's probably what, Christmas vacation, right? Or, you know, when it
breaks. No, it'll be next year.
Oh, okay.
It'll definitely be sometime next year. So I gotta look that out. But Cabo has been on my radar. So man, how was your week?
So yeah, my week. What am I calling? I'm calling this week every day. I'm hustling, man. It's been a busy week. You know, like today, I still didn't finish up. I still got about four classes left, man. Renewing my realtor's license. You know, big shout out to what is it called? Keep Me Certified. You know what I'm saying? So I've been grinding with that. And then, you know, real estate, got a couple things brewing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make sure I finish that and, you know, close these deals. Interior decorating, you know, getting that back on track, you know what I'm saying? Then the home business, Vintage Nubian. You know, so just a lot of things going on, man. A lot of just, you know, just busy, you know what I'm saying? But this is my time. Like I said, right now, fourth quarter. I'm just in grind mode, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to probably be like this all the way into the end of the year. So, yeah, so that's my weekend. And, of course, you know, just my reading, you know, ain't nothing changed with my books. I'm still juggling all three books, PIMP, Iceberg Slim, The Magic, and The Art of Seduction, you know what I'm saying? That's all of my rotation. And I'm trying to think, was there anything else? Yeah, man, every day I'm hustling, so that's my week.
For shizzle, my week was actually pretty laid back. I've been battling with the kids, man. The kids were sick.
Okay, yeah.
Kids was yeah, they finally feeling better. It was like 2 weeks, man, and this week it was worse. So I was really like, okay, now what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so
what the fuck?
We had to go and finally get in and see, you know, what was going on and, you know, get us where we needed to be. So we did that. And, yeah, this like my focus, my sheer focus is, you know, my spiritual journey right now. And, you know, YouTube being a part of that, you know, I had got pissed off and turned off my monetization. I'm like, I don't want to be in y'all partnership program.
Some
back end stuff. I got pissed off a couple weeks back. They emailed me, was like, all right, look, let's figure this out together. And so we came to a better understanding. We came to a better understanding. So all good. All right. We'll see how this goes. With YouTube and just trying to get like a schedule, because the one thing I do is change this damn page up, but then I look and I see a lot of people just make changes, you know what I'm saying, a lot. And so I have to come up with something that makes sense, that I'm not jumping up every single day on posting on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So I was doing 7 days a week, then I dropped down to 6 days a week. So the new change for this week is I'll be posting 4 days a week. Now, if I want to post any other day outside of that, that's totally fine. But I'm going to 4 days a week because it's like I need my break. I'm doing too much. I'm in school. I got classes over here. I got classes over there. And two different sets of classes, you know, all for my, you know what I'm saying? So it's so much.
It's a lot.
And I'm just trying to balance, right? So this week is called balance, right? Realignment and balance. Like, I don't want to feel overwhelmed in any department. And I was sitting down thinking to myself because, you know, a lot of journeys, you know, I've been on, but my 8-year-old, he did not eat meat for, like, maybe until he was, like, till he was about four years old. He didn't eat meat, for real. There was nothing that I gave him. If he did it, he ate it when, you know, he went with my dad. And so then I look at, you know, how he eat meat and he got the weight and stuff on him. And I was like, you know what, I haven't really just went all in because my youngest son, he a picky eater, right? And he's just always been that way. But yeah. I just started saying, like, okay, we cooking more around the house. And so I'm cooking more, like, I'm like, all right, so breakfast, we're not eating any meat for breakfast, right? And so just even being the first day of me putting him on this, and he's like, okay, you know, they was cool with it. Breakfast, I made waffles and eggs. But that held us over to, like, the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Almost like we wasn't even worried about food until, you know, later, way later in the afternoon. So, you know, just switching things up as far as, like, meal plans for the entire unit, you know, being out, you know, like just getting back to black, right, where I was before. And what I'm realizing is that for me, I go in ever so often, and I'm always, like, detoxing myself, right? And so I've been doing these, you know, herbal detoxing and stuff like that. But I happen to realize that my body now requires me to really detox, right? Rather that stop eating meat. Every year I stop eating meat for a certain amount of time myself, right? But with this no sex thing, it's like I'm detoxing my brain. You know what I'm saying? I'm slowing my brain down where I'm not racing. And so most people will be like, oh, you got to meditate. You got to meditate. Meditation ain't just sitting down, you know, with your legs crossed, you know, and your fingertips touching. Meditation can be done while you're doing things. You know what I'm saying? Meditation can be done while you're just laying in the bed. You know, you can do these things. But the shift in the ascension that comes from abstinence, right, is so amazing because you start to come back to, you know, come back and become one with self again. When you eating these meats and you doing all of these things and you know what I'm saying, you just got a lot going on. Whatever my partner got going on, I'm going to have that going on, not only by partnership but also by, you know what I'm saying, sex exchange, soul connections. So just giving yourself that reboost and aligning yourself, it just puts you in a completely different zone. You know what I'm saying? Becoming one with yourself. So this week is, okay, targeting what we're cooking. Targeting what I'm cooking because I'm the only one that cooks. Targeting what I'm cooking, cooking more meals, you know what I'm saying, every day, you know, two meals a day. Because there's breakfast and then there's breakfast and there's dinner for us, right? And so, you know, just being in line and it feels good. So I'm still feeling good, but I feel like me getting back to the energy that I'm accustomed to even when I started doing it back in, what, 2018, 2017. That energy, not of, you know, I was mean as hell when I was pregnant, but, you know, my hormones and everything are intact, just me being so focused on what I need to do. So that's where I'm at, man, and I'm loving it. Absolutely beautiful energy for me this week, and just looking forward to see what this week is going to bring. Oh, for my astrologers, for my people that pay attention, We have, I think, two planets. There's two more planets going direct. And then we have the Great Reset, around like the 25th, the end of the month, we have the Great Reset, which means everything is starting anew. Everything is you know, we have so many planets being in retrograde. Retrograde affects people differently depending on the places in your chart. Some people just be like, well, it's just life and they don't believe in it, you know, that's y'all. But this retrograde affected me because of Saturn, right? I have two prominent placements, Capricorn and Aquarius, and Saturn rules both of those. So, you know, I think I handled it pretty well for the most part. The people that I talked to would probably be like, ooh, calm down. Woo-saw. But, you know, it wiped us out, you know, the Saturn. Saturn goes direct the end of November, but it's almost over. That's what I want to say. So for those that don't have heavy Aquarius or Capricorn placements, you guys will be in the clear come the end of the month from the one that's affecting us, you know, immensely. And then come the end of next month, you know, life will be back where it needs to be. So, Smooth, what it do?
Hello, ma'am.
Silent.
No.
You are slow?
Oh, hello, ma'am.
Hello,
yeah,
sir.
I have to be slow at the moment. I'm just waiting for the other bitches that's on the phone to actually say something. Because I just know that they got to have, like, a plethora of hoes on this phone. Females, you know, mammary glands, ovaries. We definitely got to have some hoes on this motherfucking phone today for this gay-ass motherfucking topic. Yeah, ain't no laughing here. No. My soul was vexed because, you know, normally I go to the webpage and shit like that, and I'm like, what's going on today? You see what I'm saying? Normally I call in like 5-10 minutes later and shit because, you know, y'all be going to the phones and y'all be talking. I ain't got time for all that. No. But, no, I just knew without a shadow of a doubt they got some hoes. So I want the bitches that's on the phone to greet everybody else. Man, go ahead and tell me your name. Come on, bitches, talk. Why the bitches ain't talking? Oh, I see. Y'all need to unmute your phones. Bitches, please unmute your phones so that we can talk to y'all.
Yeah, let's talk. I want to talk to them too, Smooth. You ain't the only one.
Look, y'all gonna like it. Y'all gonna enjoy it. So we gonna jump into this topic so y'all can see. Cause you know, of course, I know it's me plus, you know, Mo, and then, you know, whenever you call in. But so that, listen. So tonight's topic: is it wrong to turn down a man that's bisexual or pansexual? Right. So, and shout out to everybody all over the world that tunes in to the show. Supreme gratitude for your love and support. There's a show, and I don't know the name of the show, but there's a show where this guy who considers, well, he said he's bisexual, pansexual. Basically, he's a pansexual person. And he is, you know, out dating people, you know, trying to find love. And so, first of all, if you're a pansexual and you still single, I mean, there's a whole problem there. Because how the hell you like everybody and still ain't found nobody? I'm just lost.
Question for you. I don't know. What does pansexual mean? I don't even know. So
a pansexual is somebody that dates anybody. You dating your own sex, the opposite sex, transgender, gay, straight, you don't matter. It don't matter.
Oh, okay.
So just another name for gay.
Basically. The letter people.
So on the show, the gay men are okay with him being a pansexual, and the transgender men are okay with him being pansexual, or the transgenders, whatever you call that. But they are appalled that straight women are not okay with him being pansexual. So see now y'all see where I'm going with it. So I was like, I was like, huh? Because I was lost. So I feel like really, okay, so let me tell you what I feel about the show, and then I'm going to answer the question. So really what I feel about the show is it's another agenda to get Pete to push out there, right? You can't even tell me that this show is doing this good that it's even being aired, okay? You got shows that you like Martin and the Cosbys and all of that that was really pushing powerful messages. Sister, a lot of black shows that was really pushing powerful messages of, you know, sisterhood and family and so on and so forth. And they have removed things like that because of ratings and putting stupid-ass shit on the air like this, right? And we can't see the agenda of it all. I mean, it's so amazing. It goes back to last week when we were talking about, like, how every commercial got an interracial couple in it all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? It's interracial dating as serious as they're trying to make it. Every commercial says interracial. You know, they're trying to make it seem like that's normal. That's the new normal. That shit ain't normal, right? And that's not the new normal because it's not even going on as much as they want to act like it is. But, they, you know, black men gonna fuck white women and white men gonna fuck black women. But it's not, like, it's not a thing. So to see this, and then for them to be talking about it, like, it's a crime. This shit is disgusting. And the thing is that they keep pushing this garbage-ass shit to us, and we still not buying it. And that's why it's being pushed so hard, because we still not buying it. So my opinion, is it wrong to turn down someone that's bisexual or pansexual? Okay, so we're going to go back, for y'all that don't know, you know, how black think, and black is my other alter ego. Now, black loves her bisexual man. Now, let me explain. I will never be in a relationship with a bisexual man. Not that I know of, not knowingly. Will I be in a relationship with a bisexual man? But black loves to have her fun. So we can have fun, but we cannot be an item, right? And that's just how that goes, right? I got plenty of toys to fulfill every scratch that you need. You know what I'm saying? I'm with it. But as far as a relationship, like somebody coming to me seriously, like, and you know, I've been a poly for a very long time. We poly, you know. But somebody coming to me saying, I'm pansexual, like I date in, and I don't see gender. Bitch, I don't see you. Get the fuck out of my face with this stupid ass shit. You know what I'm saying? When people talk like that, I feel like you're crazy, right? There's a mental blockage there. And I don't care who likes it or who's mad. To me, that's me. You know what I'm saying? No matter if 100,000 people rally around that, I'm going to still feel the same way. You got a problem if you don't see gender. You don't see gender. You don't see man and woman, then you got a problem. Because regardless of how you want to feel or what you want to take to, there's still gender. Just because you don't see it, that doesn't mean that it's not there. That's just like schizophrenia and bipolar and all of these other things. You know what I'm saying? They see shit and you give them a name. So you need to tell me this motherfucking grown-ass bitch standing right here talking about they don't see gender and you ain't gave this bitch no name yet? It's perfectly normal. But let a motherfucker that's schizophrenic talking about they see some goddamn clouds in the box and now they got a name. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. So when it all boils down to it, you crazy as fuck. Get the fuck on. No. You know, men and men and, you know, men that want to be or aspire to be women in another lifetime, whatever the case may be, of course they're not going to have a problem with this shit because y'all all are the same thing. You know, a straight woman wanting a straight woman to be okay, you know, like if that's your preference, great. Do what makes you feel good. But don't be talking shit to straight women that don't want to accept you being a Fruit Loop. Don't talk shit to straight women that don't want to share, that don't want bacteria infections all the damn time. You's taking your shit stick trying to sit it in her honey pot. That don't work. You know what I'm saying? Honey and shit don't go together. So, and I'm trying to say this in the nicest way possible. Like, no, you're not wrong. And don't allow these people to make you feel like you're wrong if you don't want to date a man that's bisexual. If you don't want to date a man that I don't see gender. What are your pronouns? Bitch, that's my pronoun. If you don't leave me the fuck alone, like, pronoun. Like, this got to be the dumbest shit that I've ever heard of in my fucking life. He, she, they, we, and we. What the fuck? How? I don't know what these people got going on, but for me, it's a whole agenda. And this could be y'all sister. This could be y'all mama. So not necessarily saying, like, y'all got to be like, oh, now I wouldn't date somebody like that. Like, but from a woman's, from a man's perspective, if it's a woman, it's different, right? Because if she's, if a woman says she bisexual, not really. Because I done had relationships, and a man told me straight up, you can't deal with no other woman while you're dealing with me, you know, in general conversation. So some men don't even want to share their woman. You know what I'm saying? If a woman tells you she's bisexual. But it goes in the same aspect of being in, being, you know, poly. You know, being poly, you know, there's so many names for poly, polyamory, polyandry, so on and so forth. So we say poly. Being poly, you know, you have men that say, okay, well, I get that, but you can't have another man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at it as the same way, but this could be your sister. This could be your daughter. This could be your mother. Would you want your mother or sister or somebody that has a prominent position in your life to be dating a man that is pansexual and open about it? Like, he's sitting at y'all dinner table, and then y'all go out to the store, and he with a transsexual? Like, the fuck? Like, yeah, that's where y'all can chime into it. So, no, I mean, listen, real, you're not wrong. Stop letting these people push these agendas. Like, you know what's right and follow your heart. You don't have to talk about somebody that like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what he like. That's what he like. But you damn sure don't have to deal with it, and don't let anybody make you feel like you have to deal with it. You don't have to like everything that somebody else like just because that's what the fuck they want to do. I don't know. What y'all think?
All right. So I'm about to get beat, but I'm about to – so I might go off on a tangent because this is a lot. You know what I'm saying? So just bear with me. And y'all might have something to say because it seems like when I get beat, you know what I'm saying, it sparks all types of debate. All right? So here's the situation, right? So once again – Black.
Did this fool just say when he get deep, it stops? Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm already hitting you, bud.
Okay. All right. So Black's topic is it wrong to turn down a bi/pansexual man? So, I don't think it's wrong. I mean, I think most women, you know, that's in my circle would. You know what I'm saying? But, all right, so here's the situation. There's a lot going on in the world, society, and I'm a pretty complex individual. I've said this on this show numerous occasions. Each season, I feel like I'm a different person. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like draw inspiration from different things to just deal with energies that's coming into my realm for that season. So right now, you know, we're in this fall, winter, you know, it's getting darker, darker nights, you know what I'm saying, you know, darker days, you know, it's less light, you know what I'm saying, it's real darkness, you know what I'm saying, right now. That's why we got the whole Halloween and the whole concept. Now, the other thing that it just had me thinking, and this is the part where, like, I'm probably going to go off on a little tangent here, but I'm going to make it all make sense. At least I'm going to try to. You ever seen the movie Roots?
Mm-hmm.
Or Smooth. All right. So in the movie Roots, it is a very interesting scene that really stuck with me because I watched Roots probably like a few months ago. You know what I'm saying? So the scene is when Kunta Kinte, you know, it's like, it's, you know, he like going hard, like, no, I'm Kunta Kinte, right? But, you know, he didn't try to escape a couple times, and they trying to break him into, I guess, quote-unquote American society. And the overseer, whatever you want to call him, is trying to break him in to make him Toby, right? So here's where I'm at. Kunta Kinte, for me, represents my spirituality side. You know what I'm saying? That's the side of me that's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about my roots, my ancestry, you know what I'm saying? Kemet, you know what I'm saying? And all of that, right? But then, you know, because I do speak English and I was schooled in America and my grandparents were religious and I was raised Baptist Christian, even though, you know, once I discovered my spirituality, I really got my balance. I got my knowledge of self. But I say all this to say this. Remember I told you I had put my cross on, like, at the beginning of the season. And I kind of been walking with Jesus for this time, you know what I'm saying, this season. And I say that as this, not because Jesus to me is like a parable. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, when I'm on my Kente, you know what I'm saying, and I'm real spiritual, I'm on my Egypt, I'm really trying to become a god. But then sometimes I got to just fall back. I got to, like, swallow my ego, and I got to walk with Jesus. I got to kind of praise him, you know what I'm saying, and just be like, you know what, it's a higher thing, and I'm trying to, like, you know, I'm going to let you guide me. So that's where I'm kind of at right now, you know what I'm saying, for this, all this stuff is going on, because there's so much, you know, like Black News talking about when you're on social, you had to take a break from social media, and then when you're watching TV, you're seeing all this, and bisexual men and all this other stuff that they're trying to, I don't know, condition us, to condition our kids and stuff like that. So that's the part where I'm like, damn, maybe I do gotta, you know, saying, like I said, I'm spiritual, but maybe I do gotta kind of like, I gotta, you know, get on some religion just a little bit, just for a little time. I don't know how long this is gonna last. I'm always a complex individual. I'm always changing. I'm always evolving, right? But I'm always taking inspiration from certain things. So I'm like, for this season, it's just getting too deep for me, man. Like, I gotta kind of fall back, and I gotta get on just different morals a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm kind of at with that. So I'm like, I'm not even looking at all this stuff because it's just too much. You know what I'm saying? And then on another part of me, you know, and I'm so happy that we got the Real Adult Talk. You know what I'm saying? The Twitter page that I run, and I take pride in that too. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the part of me that can really become, because the more I see all this pansexual and bisexual and all this other stuff, I be wanting to rep for the guys that's like me. You know what I'm saying? The guys that's like, you know, like vanish. You know what I'm saying? I like women. I like fucking. I like bitches. I like strip clubs. You know what I'm saying? I don't go to the strip clubs like that. But when I'm like, if you catch me in Atlanta, when I was in Atlanta, yeah, I went to Magic City. I was trying to get Black to come out and pop a bottle with me. But, you know, Black was like, I ain't with it. So I went with my wife, my cousin, you know what I'm saying? And we had a good time. So what I'm saying is, and then I like my rap shit. I like my rap shit, talking about bitches, hoes, hustling, all that type of stuff. So just mannish, I don't know if you want to call it niggerish, I don't know, savage, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So because I'm like, if we gonna cape up for all these other sections of society, you know what I'm saying, this LGBTQ community and this pan and this transgender community, what about the people that just like me? You know what I'm saying? This mannish dude just like bitches. You know what I'm saying? And hoes and you know, I like my natural women too, and my wife, you know what I'm saying? I like my people, that my women that's in my family. I think they all, for the most part, it's, you know, stand up women. So I don't know. That's where I'm kind of at. So right now, Black, I can't even really rock with that energy because I just don't really let it in my. I try not to let it in my realm. I just don't. I don't even, because even like Atlanta, right?
I'll get back respect
to Atlanta. Go ahead.
To that answer. I thought you was finna say, I mean, you said some crazy shit, but I thought you was finna go far. But all respect, you know, to that answer. You know what I'm saying? As a man, I, you know, I respect that. So here's the thing. And well, we would never really, I don't know. I can't say we'll never see eye to eye. But if you
question? Is the question.
He said he can't rock with it. He don't want to tap into the energy to even answer the question.
Yeah, I mean, I did. I answered that at the beginning. I said no. I think all the women.
Well, yeah,
that's
what he said. No. But yeah. I mean, Mo, I would suggest you, if you want to look into religion, I would suggest you look into Islam. You know what I'm saying? Instead of you saying, you know, Jesus.
No, wait, hold on.
Why
would you say that? Wait, hold on, real quick, because you know we got a long time for the show right now. We in minute like 9:35. So you tell me this. Why would you say Islam? Because I just want to have this one-on-one discussion with you real quick. Why would you say
okay,
Islam instead of
Christianity? Okay, when you say you have the spiritual side and you own the Kemet and so on and so forth, let me correct this.
Cool,
you said when you own your spiritual and your Kemet, you're looking to become a god. Brother, you already a god. Brother, God is within you. The energy is already within you, right? So then you say, well, sometimes you have to fall back and then you have to be led by God, right? Which I understand that statement, right? But then you called out Jesus. Right? So keep in mind that when we all started, first of all, you know, there was spirituality here well before Christianity and Islam, right?
Yeah,
and then there was a Christianity that was practiced, which is the Christianity that Islam goes by, not the Jesus,
not the white man.
Asked me a question.
I study Islam. You're wrong. Like, I can see.
I know. Well, listen.
You
asked me a question.
If
they gonna interrupt
Ethiopia,
me.
But if you was gonna say Ethiopia, I could have rocked with you because that's.
I didn't say any place. I said there was a Christianity. There's Christianity
mm-hmm.
that is here before the white man's Christianity. That's what I said.
Ethiopia. Yeah.
And so. When you look at it now, Americanized, you have some Americanized Muslims, you have some Americanized Islam people that rock with this new Christianity, right? But if you go deeper, a lot of Islams don't even like Louis Farrakhan because they said that he switched over to the new age type of teaching, and then they still on old school. So you got to find that balance now. There are some that go on this new age, and there are some that still go on old Christianity. They do not worship Jesus or anything like that from the white
yes,
man.
So there's two different forms.
And I tell you this because there are plenty of them that I work with that are a part of E5. Now, Islam will accept E5, but Christianity, the white man Christianity, denounces E5 because that is where your roots are. You got some people that ride both fences, right? But it's the old Christianity. And it's the people of old Islam that takes into E5, not the ones that follow this, you know, Jesus Christ.
Let me just say this real quick. When it comes to Islam, right? All right, I've studied it. I've analyzed it. I've studied it, and I'm not knocking Islam because, like I say, whatever's got you doing right, more power to you. But the reason why I can't really get behind Islam is because if you look at it, first off. When you say Louis Farrakhan and stuff like that, that's the Nation of Islam, right? So basically they just took bits and pieces, and, you know, I'm not knocking it because that had some black people just, like, you know, really denouncing a lot of just toxic energy, you know what I'm saying? So they was just focused, you know, no pork, no alcohol, you know what I'm saying? You're dressing a certain way, you're moving a certain way, you know what I'm saying? And I respect that. That's what Malcolm X really flourished, right? But at the same time, it took bits and pieces because it was new to black folks. You know what I'm saying? We finally saw something that was different, that was other than Christianity or other than Judaism. You know what I'm saying? We saw something different. But Islam,
new
in my
to
opinion,
America.
Is yeah, but yeah, new for
very
America.
New to America.
Yeah.
It's not new to us.
Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is this. So, but when you really look at it in my point of view, this is my perspective. That's an Arab religion. That's not a black man's religion. That's an Arabic religion. That's an Arab religion, right?
Do
so
you know that the greatest leader, the richest man, the richest black man that ran Africa from Africa was the one who brought Islam out? Like, Arabics
Wait,
are the
on.
Ones who stick with it, man. You got to look in your African roots for
no,
Islam.
Listen to me. I got to study.
Look at before
Musa,
the Mayweather.
So.
Shit.
But Mansa Musa, I think, is who you're referring to, but I don't believe he was Islam. But I could be wrong. I got to study some more on that. But what I'm telling you, Black, is this. When it comes to purified organic Islam, right? You have the Shiites and you have the Sunnis. The Sunni Muslims is the hardcore, that's Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, you know what I'm saying? That's the ones that you see, ISIS and all that other stuff. And I hate how they took ISIS, because ISIS is a spiritual goddess, and it just made it something totally different. So that part I don't rock with, but it is what it is. But what I'm saying is, once again, I'm not knocking it, because that's there, but it's a very strict religion, you know what I'm saying? So that's why if you're over there, you got to fall in line, or you know, or you'll get dealt with. So that's that. And then,
so you feel like Christianity is better than Islam?
Hold on. No. I'm not saying it's just what's for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying for you. I'm talking about for me. I'm just telling you my perspective. I'm just giving you the history.
I'm asking for
Islam,
you.
Because I know. So, no. Hold on. I'm going to get back. I just want to answer this one part. You got the Shiites.
Hurry up.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I told you. And we got the Shiites. Now, the Shiites is a little bit more spiritual. They combine a little bit more spirituality with Islam. That's the Shiites. So they're a little different, right? So that's that. Now you had the Moors, you know what I'm saying? So the Moors adopted this. They were black, you know what I'm saying? So that's why they went into Spain, took over Spain for a minute, because they brought some – because remember I told you, Islam is a way of life, you know what I'm saying? It'll really organize your whole being, you know what I'm saying? That's why anybody –
The Moors came before Sunnis and Shiites.
It's all relative, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, the last point, and then I'll move on, and I'll tell you why I personally gravitate towards Christianity, if anything, as far as religion. So now the other part that I really kind of, you know, dislike is, like, Egypt. Egypt now was black. Now the Muslims, they moved into to Egypt. So all the blackness of it has been switched out, sucked out, and now it's a Islamic state. You know what I'm saying? And that part,
mm-hmm.
I can't really rock with. That's the part that really gets my gears going.
You know, Africa was all black, and then the white people moved the Africans to America, and then made them Christians. So yeah, I get what you're saying, because I can't deal with America or Christianity.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway,
for that reason.
The last part is this. This is when I said the Toby part. I'm not totally rocking. I'm not keeping up for Christianity, because I it's got its flaws like everything else. But what I'm just saying is, for me, look, man, I hate to say it, but ever since the fall of Egypt and all the secrets in the library, I don't call him Alexander the Great. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't great to me. Alexander, when he came in there and so-called conquered Egypt and took all the Jews, and they, you know, took it to Europe, and that's how Europe prospered, because they just kept all the information, and it was only for the elite or the kings or whatever to, like, kind of just to manage it the way they wanted to. That's what we have. But this country that we're in, it's a Christian country. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like,
yeah, because Christianity is built from racists. So, you know, that's what they did. You know, they beat our people into believing into a white Jesus as a white savior, when a white man ain't never did a goddamn thing for any of us. And they stole our ancestors and killed our ancestors, and our ancestors killed themselves so they went slave for a cracker. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the society to win. Hate it, love it, whatever. That's what it is in this America. This America was built on Christian values, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
but America was built on our ancestors' back.
Christian values, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, that's just, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't value when it's pushed on you from an oppressor. That ain't value.
Yeah.
It ain't value when the Constitution is still racist as hell. It goes against our black men. It's not values. It ain't a value, a part of Christianity. Now, if y'all want to rock with Christianity, great. But don't tell me that it's a fucking piece of value in a goddamn oppression and a slave master motherfucking tradition. That's not value.
It's perspective. It's perspective, but, you know, I get
okay, because you don't know. Okay,
all
so
right.
Smooth.
All right,
what's
so
up? What do you think?
At the end of the day, how about we just be comfortable being correct as opposed to needing to be right?
Yes.
Okay? That goes
like
for
that.
The both of y'all. Be comfortable being correct as opposed to needing to be right. See, when a motherfucker needs to be right, they need to open up their mouth. They need to fuck around and say their opinion. Let it go. Both of y'all. Now, when it comes down to the topic, come on, don't insult me. Black, how about you answer that for me?
Well, no, you answer it. I asked you in a different way. I asked both of y'all in a different way. Not y'all. I'm saying if it was your mama, your daughter, or your sisters. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Would you so be okay
you
knowing
know,
that?
Listen, as a,
I told you, no, we don't rock with that in my family, but that's
as a nice,
family, go ahead.
As a nice individual, okay, I'm only going to say this once. Gay is gay, okay? There is no bisexual. You see what I'm saying? All my bitches that eat pussy, they're gay. I call them gay. I look them dead in their fucking face. Oh, gay ass bitch, you pussy. You look gay ass. Now, mind you, you're laughing, but it's not funny, right? I detest gay, okay? I don't want my kids to participate with gay. Yeah, it's my fault for entertaining the gay shit that those bitches do. Hey, it is what it is. The reason why they got gay ass niggas on TV now is because of my stupid ass watching all the gay ass bitches do gay shit, and then they snuck the niggas in. So, I said all that to say this. I'd rather die first than allow anybody in my fucking family to say, hey, daddy, guess what? I got a man, and he's a woman at the same time. I don't know what that means, baby, but I tell you what, I brought you in, and I'll take you out. So do me a favor. How do you see yourself now? Y'all laughing, but see, that's how it used to be. Nigga, look, I brought you in, I'll take your ass out. But look, no, ain't going to be none of that. Hey, it's a man, but it's a woman type ass shit. Man, who the fuck this nigga is? Man, stay right there, homie. I'm going to get my gun. I'm going to kill this nigga. I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to call my child up and be like, hey, bro, daddy's in jail. And it's your fault. And then I'm going to hang up. I'm going to fuck up your whole entire life with grief. Yeah, that's the type of bullshit I'm on. I ain't got to worry about my mama because my mama dead. And she already know better. We talking about my children. Fuck that. I kill every motherfucker in this bitch that try to turn my children out, male or female, nigga. Fuck it. Nah. Hey, let's get this one thing straight. My name is Smooth. I'm not affiliated with the new Miss Lovely Black TV show. Fucking radio show, book, conglomeration. So if y'all get mad at me. Don't take it out on her. Yeah, I said it. I'm anti-Semitic. I'm anti-gay, whatever the fuck you want to say. Yeah, bigotry over here, motherfucker. I'm teaching bigotry. Matter of fact, put a big-ass B on my motherfucking chest. It don't even stand for black no more. It stands for bigot. What the fuck you talking about? Had no motherfucking sissy-ass nigga fuck around with my chair. Yeah, fuck you, nigga. I'll kill every motherfucker in this room before behind my fucking parent. No, black. No. Nine. That's German for no. Nick. That's Russian for no.
Ooh,
we
wait,
can go
wait,
down
wait,
the motherfucking
German word. Oh, okay. What made you say it in German?
Because I was raised in Germany, nigga. What the fuck you mean?
Okay. Hey, look. Hey, man. Excuse
me. Smooth, I said that right. To you 42 times, and I done told you Smooth is not from here. And you be forgetting.
Yeah, I straight forgot, but shout out to that, man. I think Germany is interesting, very interesting to me as far as European.
So where's the hole at? That's
shit.
Supposed to be answering the question. Y'all never answered that question. Black.
You got to ask Black that.
Where the hole is at, man? Stop hiding them bitches, man. Come on, Black. Where them hoes at?
You know what?
Yeah, unmute them hoes, Black. Yeah. Yeah, what the hell is that? Yeah.
I wanted to talk about this topic, man. Why don't y'all stop clowning me? You and Mo can kiss my, you know what. I wanted to talk about the topic in general. I ain't got no kicks.
Oh, man. I love Black, man. I've been knowing Black for over a decade. And I'm going to continue to keep loving Black. But the next time we have a gay-ass topic, we're going to need some hoes. Like, we're going to need some hoes. In order to maintain my love, Black, we got to have some hoes for the next gay-ass topic, Black.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Smooth on that one. I can't go. That's why I went off on my tangent. I ain't know what to say. You know what I'm saying? So I had to just, you know.
Man, you could have just like, man, don't assault me, dog. Like, I can't. I refuse. Like, motherfucker, Black had to change. Like, look, no. No, we changed it for you. What is it? Oh, what if your kid? This is my kid. God damn. Oh, I've been shot. She shot me. No, man. Nigga, you might as well just go and call the FBI now, nigga. Just a whole hate speech on my end.
man. A lot going on with that.
No, I mean, you have to ask. You ask who you want to know, because it's being pushed, you know what I'm saying, too hard, you know? And at the end of the day, this is what we're here for, real adult talk. You feel me?
Yes.
You get the conservative gentleman slash savage with Bo. You get the spiritual upfront black woman, you know, vibes when it come to me, and you just get the complete asshole when it come to Smooth. But we here for that.
That's
people
want
to hear about all types of topics, not just like, how do you feel about this SG and Mo, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you're right.
And that's what we here to do, to talk about all these conversations. Mo cover topics that I'd be like, oh, hell no, you on your own. And it's perfectly fine. That's why I didn't push, you know what I'm saying, anything when it came to Mo. I respect him saying, as a man, he doesn't want to dive into that energy because it's so fucked up right now, right? And I understand that. So, you know, we got to talk about everything. You know, people need real people to stand up and hear their opinion on stuff like this. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't got enough real ones standing up right now. That's all.
That's true. That's true.
I mean,
you know,
that's the most
proudest
moment I've ever had of Mo in my life. When Mo just said, you know what, I'm not fucking with it.
You know, Mo normally been trying to smack it up, flip it, and rub it down, and all Mo was like, you know, he gave a long-ass speech to say, I'm not diving into that energy, right? Like, nigga, you could have kept all that shit. Nigga, I'm thinking you finna say something crazy. No, you ain't saying nothing crazy. But, you know, I get it. You know, I get it. But, you know, we will have these. You know, it may come up. You know, I didn't know how y'all was going to feel about the topic. Because, you know,
yesterday,
of course,
like,
y'all was
I'm
supposed to give
yesterday.
Me lists. Both of y'all were supposed to give me a list of topics that we could talk about, and I never got a list from either one of y'all.
What are you talking about? What list?
I asked y'all to come up with some show topics, and then I'll choose, you know, the topics, add to them or whatever. Hey, man, one of y'all ever gave me no topics? Y'all to give me one, if that, and then just be like, okay, I said a list.
Man, that's 2022. That was years ago, man.
You know,
and I had that conversation years ago. We ain't having it 2022.
Indeed.
Well,
what?
So with that being the case, you know what I'm saying? So before we get into famous chapter.
Last week, Black brought up an interesting subject, and it touched my heart when Black was talking about Kanye West. Right?
Okay.
And Black let it be known, man. Mind your motherfucking business. And
what?
I just want to say, yeah. In all intents and purposes, motherfucker Black came out and said, mind your motherfucking business when she was talking about Kanye West. And,
who?
Of course, you know, Mo likes to watch all that Drink Champs bullshit. But Kanye West was actually on Drink Champs.
Okay.
And,
you watch
I wasted
it.
About an hour of my life listening to the shit.
Okay.
And Black, you are absolutely correct. Mind your motherfucking business. It don't matter why a motherfucker say what the fuck you say. You don't know what the motherfucker thinking. And when this nigga came out and he gave his examples and shit, right? I was like, damn, motherfucker Black hit it on the head, nigga. Mind your motherfucking business.
But who's your money,
Black?
Who's
people
who's
in general, nigga.
Damn. But he's making his business out there. What do you mean, mind your business? He's putting his business in the street.
All right, listen, man. Because you hurt my heart just by giving a retort.
I'm just saying, I ain't going to just sit here and just be like, nah, Smooth, everything you say is perfect. Nah, hell no.
You know,
real talk.
Oh, well, look at it like this.
What the hell
when somebody says something, right? Nowadays, when somebody says something, it's a generation gap, right? I've been knowing Black for a very long time. Black can actually fuck around and say, this nigga don't change. I have never changed because the truth don't fucking change, right? So when we were being raised, okay, when it came down to anything that was ever said or anything that was introduced to you, right, if you didn't have all the facts, you didn't speak on it. So when a motherfucker make a statement and you don't know the reason behind the statement, right, you don't speak on it.
Mind your fucking business. It
the
doesn't
whole
matter
issue.
Who. It doesn't matter who the fuck put it out. Nigga, that motherfucker put it out. All right, he put it out. It's not my job to give an assumption. It's not my job to give an opinion on 10% of fucking facts.
But hold on. What I'm saying is, I think you're kind of being vague, Smooth. What I'm trying to say, when you say mind your business,
I'm not being vague,
but
I say mind your business. I'm saying mind your business. You said what?
Okay, so last week, the whole agenda was everybody trying to bash Kanye West for whatever the fuck they possibly could because these people are racist, because these people want to be heard, right? And I told people, you sound stupid, right? Let this man be the fuck who he is. Leave him alone. Mind your fucking business. Everybody, oh, man, Kanye wore a White Lives Matter t-shirt, and Kanye's tripping, and Kanye's off his shit, and Kanye's crazy. The man had fucking kids halfway. Y'all sound dumber than a motherfucker for this man not to want to support what the fuck he, like, I don't know. I ain't going back in it. But people stupid. This is all I know. And he was on, what Smooth is saying is Kanye was on drink camp. Drink champ.
Yeah,
Kanye West is extremely intelligent. But people be like, oh, he's trying to prove a point. This is how fucked up the society is, and people so brainwashed that they feel like they want to have a conversational opinion about something, and it just shows how stupid they really are. Like, you got to be real retarded to have a problem with Kanye West wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt when his kids are white. You got to be real retarded.
Mind your business. But the thing that was interesting about that was apparently he had said some anti-Semitic comments, and with him saying that, they got him suspended from Twitter and Instagram. So he couldn't go there and say what he really wanted to say because they silenced him on that. So I always big up Drink Champs. I love what we do here, but you know, big shout out to Nori. I really.
And it wasn't anti-Semitic. He just, you say anything about a Jew, they want to go crazy.
Know.
You know what I'm saying? Just like the same way they did with Nick Cannon. And then Nick Cannon came back out. Then he putting babies in all kind of white women. Like, Nick Cannon completely sold his freaking life over. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Jews is going to be the opposite of the white man, right? The white man don't want the black man having all these children with their goddamn, with their white women. But the Jews, they're for it, right? But the Jews go against what we stand for, you know what I'm saying, in African nation. So at one point, you know, Nick Cannon was pro-black. You know, he was finishing up the Nipsey Hussle documentary. He was doing all of this shit. They took Wildin' Out from him, right? This is why you don't go into business with these folks, Jews or white folks. And then now he got gay people on here. Now he pumping all these children and all these different people. He's just out here just living La Vida Loca. Now, I feel like there is a slight message in this, right? Because why everybody's like, Nick is crazy. I simply think that Nick is about to release the documentary, and Nick is trying to have as many of his other kids as he possibly can. You know what I'm saying? As much as his lineage, you know, reincarnated as he possibly can. So y'all heard it here first. I really think that he is about to release it, And that's why he's doing all of these, he's having babies with all of these different random people. It's not, he went this far and he had not done this. He is not doing this shit just because. Nick is a very smart individual. He's a very, very smart individual. So I feel like he is creating a legacy for something. But he did sell out, right? You did sell out because then you didn't win and put the punks on Wildin' Out, you know what I'm saying, and doing all this whole other extra stuff. So, you know, you creating the agenda. See, we think that white people are behind the agenda with pushing this shit on TV, but it's the Jews, too. Be mindful of that.
Oh, man, we get deep today. All right, well, with that being the case, you know what I'm saying? So, without further ado, my favorite part of the show, you know what I'm saying? This is the world-famous chop-up. For anybody that's new to the show, you know, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit, chop it up on the week's events, things that I thought was interesting, bring it to the show, and we chop it up.
Hey, did you watch the Drink Champs?
I haven't seen it yet. You know, I don't. You know what? When it comes to Drink Champs, to answer your question, I don't watch it. I always just listen because, you know, I got an iPhone. I know you got the, you know, BlackBerry, so you probably go to YouTube and watch it. But I got my podcast.
Yeah, you see what
they, I don't even want to hear it. Laughing, whatever. I don't even care. But anyway, I got my
Mo just slicked this juice move. You heard that?
Slick this me. I ain't even hear it. I'm just saying. So I just listen to it. I don't ever watch it, but I listen to it. But you know, that's my joint.
That's all you had to say the first time. You ain't have to say. You know, I got an iPhone, so I go on my phone. You might go on YouTube.
I'm analyzing it. I'm sure that's what Smooth did. I know he gonna have some shit to say. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna check it out. So hopefully he'll drop it this week on the app or whatever. So before I get into the world famous shop up and run down, I guess, the topics of the night, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on? You turned up this week. You know what I'm saying? I like your energy, Black. I know you got something else you tripping on. What else?
Oh, I'm not fucking with you.
Turned up. What's up?
No, I don't. But, you know, I try to be mindful and, you know, but I don't. No, listen, what I am about to do is go out here and dump these boxes in my bin. We ain't supposed to put boxes in the bin, but I'm doing it today. That's all. And I'm listening to y'all because y'all on way.
All right.
Mo said, you got a BlackBerry, nigga. He got an iPhone. Calm down.
What I'm going to tap into first. All right, so, you know, first I'm going to get into a music topic because, you know what I'm saying, I think we went off on a tangent last week. I didn't really get to the music tangent of the show or the music part of the show. So we got a little rap beef going on right now that I kind of like, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I wasn't paying attention to this one particular rapper, and then once the beef, I was like, all right, let me check it out. And then, you know, pleasantly surprised, I'm like, okay, you know, this person got some stuff to say. So, Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? So, Nicki Minaj.
Oh, man. Come on, man. Really?
Yeah, we talking about it. Yeah, really. So, we talking about it. So Nicki
you gonna
Minaj.
You talk about a 40-year-old broad trying to punk a little young bitch that's been on fucking TV since you're 16? And you just not hearing about Lotto, my nigga?
I'm just not.
I don't even fuck with this new shit, but yeah, the bitch been on TV since she was 16.
What TV show was she on? But she said that one of her.
It was on a fucking show based out it was like a making a band, but it was with Jermaine Dupri. She used to be called Mulatto though. She used to be called Mulatto. She was small, but like now all of a sudden. Just trying to put on
now
weight and shit.
Now she's big.
She's allowed to be on Satellite TV doing that stupid shit.
So for the people out there, I'm going to set up this story. So the Grammys apparently is coming out. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, people try to talk shit like they don't care about the Grammys. I just saw this little baby documentary. It was pretty good. It was on Hulu. You know what I'm saying? And low-key, everybody be talking shit about the Grammys, but low-key, people still want to get that stamp, you know what I'm saying? That, like, I got that Grammy, because, you know, that does put you in a different kind of realm, you know what I'm saying? You can always say Grammy winner and whatever. So it just holds weight, you know what I'm saying? If you don't think it holds weight, it holds weight. So I say that to say this. So Nicki Minaj, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of on the outside looking. I'm kind of, like, you know, reading the tea leaves and putting it together. But Nicki Minaj apparently hasn't won a Grammy yet, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, Nicki Minaj has had she had a 10-year run. You know what I'm saying? She was really holding down for the females when she was the only one. You know what I'm saying? She came on the heels of, you know, and you had Little Kim and Foxy and Trina and Eve. She kind of, you know, she carried the torch and held it down for 10 years strong. But now, of course, you got Meg Thee Stallion. You got City Girls. You got Lotto. You got Armani Caesar. You got a lot of females is making noise now. So you got Cardi B. So, you know, it's the playing field has changed.
So basically, from what I'm hearing, the Grammy nominations came out. I haven't seen it. So, you know, maybe I'll talk about this next week if I come across, you know, the actual categories or whatever, or who's nominated. But I guess Nicki Minaj got into her feelings because one of her songs wasn't nominated for Rap Song of the Year or some shit like that. I don't know if it was album. It couldn't have been Album of the Year because she don't have an album out. But one of her songs was not in the rap category, it was in the pop category. But Latto, she has a song that was in a rap category, but Nicki Minaj said, and I haven't heard both the songs to tell you the difference and give you my true opinion on this. I'm just going by what Nicki Minaj apparently said. I guess she went to Twitter, and she was like, how my song ain't in the rap category, but they got Latto's song in the rap category, and Latto's song is probably just as popish as mine. So at that point, Latto, you know, came back and was like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Why you speaking my name? And then they were going back and forth,
No, it actually started before then.
Okay,
It actually started before then. Like, the comment Nicki made about the fucking song came out after Mulatto had a big Latto, what the fuck you want to call it, right? Mulatto had an interview with the people for the Grammys and all this other good shit because she's also nominated for, like, the newest artist of the year type shit with four other bitches, right? During the interview, Mulatto was actually talking about the status of female rap as far as there's more female rappers flourishing now than that has been for, like, the last 10, 15 years. You see what I'm saying? And Mulatto said, yeah, you know, because before this time, it used to just be Nicki, right?
Yep.
Now, a competitive person, regardless of the fact, right, words are always open for interpretation. So once you say my fucking name, you see what I'm saying, Nicki was on some, oh, this bitch trying to flex on me type shit, right? So
yep.
Nicki came at her over that shit. And Mulatto's like, wait a minute, hold on, stop. I didn't mean to say anything to piss you off. You see what I'm saying? But by then it was too late. Nicki was already on that fucking road. She was hitting the bitch up with all this and hitting the bitch up with all that. So, like, you already know sometimes when people fuck up and make a mistake, they just like, fuck it, they'll let that shit ride, and that's what Nicki's doing. She's just letting that shit ride. And now it's just beef. You see what I'm saying? They fucked around, they got on the phone and shit with each other. And Nicki's like, you're going to learn, little girl, when fuck, you don't know nothing about the past, but when fucking Mulatto was talking about how all these new artists are flourishing, they're not on Nicki Minaj's level, but they're doing better than what the last 10 years was doing as far as, you know what I'm saying, show money and everything else like that. But like, no, Nicki being an old bitch now. That's all.
Yeah, she being an old bitch. She getting that little, that's the same thing little Kim did. She's so interesting.
No, but Kim ain't start that shit with Nicki, though.
Yes,
Kim ain't start that shit with Nicki. No.
Yeah.
No. Like, Nicki's always been competitive.
Okay,
you know
yeah, I get that.
So if you think about it, back in the day, you always had to fuck around whoever on top, right? You go for their neck. Mm-hmm. That's just how the society used to be. That's just how the culture used to be. And it still is because everybody's going to be competitive. Everybody wants to be the best. But Nicki had better verbal skills than Lil' Kim, period.
Well, I think it was just different eras, you know what I'm saying? But the reason I said that, because you know, Lil' Kim was like, she basically took my style, you know what I'm saying? You know, the different colored wigs and stuff like that. She, you know, Nicki was doing, and not paying homage. You know, if you're going to take my style, at least say, you know, big shout out to Lil' Kim, she inspired me. I didn't say none of that. So Kim took that as a diss, and then that's how they little thing started or whatever. But you know, I wasn't even hip. And pardon me, I said I was watching this Lil Baby documentary on Hulu. It was actually on Amazon Prime. I just wanted to correct myself on that. But anyway, getting back to the topic or what I'm talking about now. Basically, I don't, you know, I wasn't hip to her. Like you said, she was on some making the band Jermaine Dupri joint.
She won the competition.
Yeah.
Right, she won the competition. But then when fucking Jermaine Dupri tried to sign her, man, she turned the nigga down.
Yeah, you know, social death is over. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't popular anymore. Social death was a 90s label, not what the times we're in now. But anyway, so, you know, like, so, and that's how I keep my ear to the street as far as music. You know, I'm a music guy. I'm always talking rap radio and giving my different reviews on different albums and stuff like that. But I really like to discover new artists organically. I'm not that one person that's going to run and look up their YouTube and, you know what I'm saying, start finding, you know.
Man, hold up. You ain't never heard that fucking Lil Boosie song, I Like It Nasty?
Nah, she said that. Now I can get put on because I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever heard that song? She Like It Nasty. Like It Nasty, Nasty. And then the bitch talking about, you know what I'm saying, like getting spit in the mouth and shit. Like, you ever heard the song?
It's a Boosie song or it's a Lotto song?
No, it was a Boosie song. Mulatto was on it.
Oh, yeah, I gotta look that one up. That's my next one. I'm going to look that up. But, yeah, I'm fucking with Lotto. I really was not hip to Lotto at all. You know what I'm saying? I heard Big Energy. I was like, oh, that's the chick. She rapped the Big Energy joint because I've been hearing that. But, you know, I just knew that. I thought she was like, kind of like a one-hit wonder. But then I got my title. So then I looked up, what's the album? I'm trying to look it up now. Queen of the South or whatever. That shit goes, man. That came out in like 2020. You know, she got songs with Gucci Mane, City Girls, 21 Savage, 42 yeah. Doug, Trina, you know what I'm saying, Lil Baby. So I'm like, damn. So, you know, the album's pretty good. So I'm like, and just on her rhyme, she always talking shit. Like, she's waiting for somebody to say something. So Nicki Minaj, it backfired. Nicki Minaj said what she had to say. But to me, this is really pumped up Lotto. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I wasn't hip to her. Now, you know, with her beef with Nicki Minaj, it put her on my radar. And I'm like, yo, Lotto, she got some joints. You know what I'm saying? Then I downloaded 777, and that's the album. But that song, you know, this album, you know, go to. Like, you know, she got a joint with Kodak Black, Lil Durk, Lil Wayne, Childish Gambino, 21 Savage again. You know, she redid the Twister song that I used to like back in the day. She called it Sleep Sleep, but it was a Get It Wet. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you remember Twisted joint. Yeah, so that shit goes. So I'm like, yo, so, and then, like, getting back to what I was saying, so this is what I was talking about with the whole Lil Baby thing. So I was watching a Lil Baby documentary, right? And, you know, I like his story, man. Like, I watched a Lil Baby, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? A little dude came up, you know what I'm saying, was going to jail. Like, the documentary, like I said, is on Amazon Prime. The reason why I liked it, because, you know, you had Young Thug in it, you know, being interviewed. You had Gunna, and, you know, of course, the stuff they're going through right now. Drake, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people co-signed, you know, talking about whole quality control. You know, I didn't really know the behind the scenes. So, but apparently, like, Lil Baby, just to kind of sum it up real quick. But Lil Baby, you know what I'm saying? He was in the streets or whatever, little young dude, you know what I'm saying, hustling or whatever. And Young Thug was coming to him like, yo, man, I think you got some talent. Like, you know, I'm already on. Like, I'm going to give you some money, man. Go in the house. Get out the streets, man. I don't want you to get caught up out here, man, go to jail or whatever. He didn't really listen. He caught a bid. So I didn't even know, you know, 2015, I think he did like 2 years. He probably did a year and a half, got out a little early. But he was sentenced to 2 years, and then he got out and, you know, got with Quality Control, and, you know, and they started pumping him up and getting him out there, and now he is what he is. And I really think Lil Baby out of the South or out of Atlanta, he like the illest dude that I didn't see, like, lyrically. He really look like a lot of people, they say, oh, the mumble rap, I can't really understand. But if you really listen to this dude, he's saying some shit, man. Like, I think he like a mixture. If you want to take old school Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about young hustling Jay-Z when he was straight off the block. And like Andre 3000, you put it in a blender, mix it up. I think that's what you get with like Lil Baby. Anyway, but I say that to say this. The album that really kind of blew up for him was My Turn, which came out in 2020. And that's when I really started getting hip to him. You know, I heard like a couple of mixtapes or whatever, but that's the album that I was like, damn, this shit kind of go from like top to bottom. But they were talking about the Grammys, how he had the biggest selling album of 2020 in all genres. So I'm talking country rap, pop, rap. He had the biggest selling album. I think he just sold 2 million copies. You know what I'm saying? Double platinum. And then the pandemic hit, so he couldn't, you know, he couldn't really go on tour like he really wanted to. And the Grammys, they wanted him to perform, but he didn't even get nominated for no categories. You know what I'm saying? And that's the year that, that Nas won. And Nas, in my opinion, should have won. He won for King's Disease 2020. I remember I was talking about it on Rap the world famous Chapo. But anyway, that's my point where artists say they don't think they don't care about the Grammys, but they really do. Because he ended up, even though he wasn't nominated, like his dudes from Quality Control were like, man, you ain't even nominated. I don't even think we should fucking and perform at the Grammys. And I would have probably been on that shit too. Like, damn, like y'all, like I've sold the most freaking I sold the most records and my shit is popping like that. Y'all ain't even nominate me for it. They thought he should have get nominated for rap, you know, album of the year. But you know, it's some rap shit. You gotta really be on some different shit to get in that album of the year category. But he was like, yo, they ain't even put you in a rap album of the year category. Like that I didn't see who was I probably remember from back in the day, but and, you know, he definitely wasn't in that category, and he should have. And what kind of, like, got the respect from me, you know what I'm saying, just looking at him, because I would have been like, fuck that, I ain't performing. I ain't going to show up. But he was like, you know what, it's still an opportunity for my kids to see me and all this other stuff. I'm going to perform. So I thought that was just kind of like being his own man, like, just, you know, not even getting your feelings about it. He's like, yo, I'm here for the money. You know what I'm saying? I got the money. I got the prestige. So what? I don't care about the award. I'd rather be out there and my kids and sing. So, you know, I say all that to say this. People act like they don't care about the Grammys, but the Grammys do kind of solidify you. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's just a recognition from the standard of music. So just thought that was interesting. But big shout out to Lotto. You know what I'm saying? I think she's definitely doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? And Nicki. It's just like, wow. It's just like rap is a sport. So I just love to see, like, the young bucks come up and, you know, you see the veterans just still trying to hold on. But, you know, once you have that kid, and I'm not saying the kid is not going to slow you down or whatever, but it's just different. Females, you know what I'm saying? Once you, especially a rapper, you know, it's like a...
No, you right.
The baby slowed down.
It's not bullshit.
The baby slowed down. Okay. See, that's why I'm with you, Smooth. You know, you do keep it 100. I'll be trying to be politically correct. You keep it all the way 100. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want, you know. So yeah, that's what it did. So you know, you gotta find a different lane. You know, Nori didn't. You know, he's not a female, but that's a perfect example of, you know, Capone and Noriega. That shit was popping back in the day. That was my shit back in the day. That was my New York shit back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And you know, he had his run, but you know, as he got older, he like, damn, I can't be this old dude. You know, out here trying to rap and compete with the young dudes. Even though some people can, like Nas. Jay-Z, you know, they still putting out Cam, you know what I'm saying? They still putting out quality records,
right,
even as they get into their 40s.
Yeah, but their albums don't sell like they used to.
Well, you know, but they still got the love for it. Nori was just like, you know
right.
what? I got to find a different lane, you know what I'm saying? And that's why he found his own lane, and now it's really, you know, now his show is becoming, oh, and I didn't talk about this last week. Big shout out to I didn't watch the Rap Awards, but it was on BET, the BET Rap Awards. I didn't get a chance. I just saw the highlights on Twitter or whatever. But anyway,
oh, yeah.
The one part that I did saw was, I was like, whatever. I just, you know, with Twitter, you can see all the highlights. So anyway, big shout out to Nori and DJ EFN. You know, they won for basically Best Podcast. They gave it some other name, but it was basically quote-unquote Best Podcast. And it was just cool to see him win, you know what I'm saying? Real dudes just win an award. And it was definitely, like, well-deserved because I've been bigging him up for the longest, you know what I'm saying, talking about different interviews that he's done that I saw, was inspired by. I was like, yo, you know, keep doing your thing. So it was just good to see him get his recognition. And now what I'm saying is, so getting back to the whole Kanye thing, Drink Champs now blew up now to the point. Now that's just, like, a platform. Like, people, you know, that's like – Johnny Carson or Arsenio Hall, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, because we're in 2022, you know what I'm saying? Shit evolved. So now people ain't watching TV like that no more when you can stream and, you know, everybody got a phone. So now Drink Champs is that's like the Arsenio Hall show. You know what I'm saying? Let me go to Drink Champs, talk my shit, get the shit off my, promote whatever I'm doing, talk about my career, whatever. And then I can just really be a real dude, you know what I'm saying? Because we going to have some drinks, and I know once I get a little tipsy, I'm gonna really talk my shit. So I think it's just like the perfect ingredients for the times that we're living in and the genre of rap music and for people to come in there and really tell these stories, man. So big shout out to that. So, let's see. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. Big shout-out to Reasonable Doubt. You know, this week's episode, you know what I'm saying, I got three topics I'm going to get into. I'm going to tease it a little bit. So the first topic, I haven't come up with the Reasonable Doubt names yet, but, you know, remember, follow me on Twitter, MoBins, M-O-B-I-N-N-S. That's the at. Like I said, every Tuesday, was 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., my code Kev Hurt. But the topics I'm running down this week, I'm doing a science topic, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if Smooth is hip to it, but the DART mission, that's some old science shit, you know what I'm saying? So basically, if you're not hip to it, NASA or I don't know who, they didn't really say if it was NASA. There had to be NASA affiliated. It's a space, I'm thinking. But now you got these private shit, who the fuck knows? But anyway, long story short, this was the first time, you know, I guess that we're knowing about, that they're saying in human history that they were able to divert an asteroid. So basically, you know, there was an asteroid they was tracking. I don't think it was going to hit Earth, but it was going to, I don't know, somewhat close, you know what I'm saying? And when they say somewhat close, it probably was way off, but I guess they're practicing. Yeah, NASA. So they're practicing with this mission to see if they can divert, like if something was ever to come in our atmosphere and get close to kind of hitting Earth, if with the space program, shout out to Donald Trump, you know what I'm saying? That's what he was really championing. And I've heard shit about the space program since we got Biden, but that was one of the really things that I liked about Trump, because he was really talking about the space program and came with a flag and everything. But anyway, with this mission, they were able to divert an asteroid for the first time. And it just, you know what I'm saying? So it was something coming in our direction, and they were able to send a missile to kind of, you know, move the orbit or whatever. So that's interesting, man. That's big, man. It's just science, you know. It's like really, you know, preserving this planet for, I guess, our children's 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 children. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's going to be a whole new world, you know, thousands of years from now when we're, like, long gone. But, you know, that's why I love doing this show, because if you're listening to this show, if you came across this archive show and it's 2091, big shout out to you, man. Mo Benz, Black, Smooth, you know what I'm saying? We was from 2022, man. So if you're listening to us now, we're long gone, but, you know, this is how it was back in the day, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, so that's going to be one of the topics. I'm going to talk about the DART mission. And then the other topic is, what else I was cooking up? I wanted to, speaking of old school rappers, right? Big shout out to my homie FC, right? My best friend from Cleveland or whatever. He wasn't even on that New York shit back in the day, but he kind of put me onto an album, and I was like, yeah, it wasn't even on my radar, but then I listened to it, I'm like, damn, this shit was good. Well, big shout out to Cormega. So he dropped the album called The Realness Part 2. And if anybody, you know about Cormega, he was down with The Firm way back in the day, you know, from Queensbridge, Nas homeboy from Queensbridge. Then they fell out. He was supposed to be in The Firm. Of course, The Firm came out. I think he went to jail, was going in and out of jail. So Nas kicked him off the album, kicked him off the project. So, you know, The Firm album, when it came out, it had Nas, AZ, Foxy Brown, and Nature, you know, took his spot. Those beasts, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, Nas dropped the song, the album Still Matters. That's the song that had Ether when he dissed Jay-Z. Then he had a song called, I forgot the name, but he was talking about Queensbridge. He dissed Cormega, dissed Nature, dissed Prodigy. But anyway, you know, they let bygones be bygones. And my dude now is a big Nas fan, so he was just putting me on the shit. Like, you know, I'm up here for, you know, like, I guess he has some New York shit he asked me about. It. So anyway, he was like, oh, man, yo. You heard of Cormega? And I'm like, dude, I didn't even know you listened to that type of shit. But he was like, nah, man, nah, I was putting it on his Instagram. So I listened to it. He's like, it's actually pretty good. And then I wasn't even checking for it. But anyway, long story short, the album is really good, man. So big shout out to Cormega. I'm going to review that with Kev Herc. But basically, you know, it's a real wise album. If you really, you know, just, you know, of course, I like the trap shit. We're just talking about the Lotto and Lil Baby and all the shit that's popping now. But if you really want to hear some Queensbridge, you know what I'm saying, just some shit, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know, dude has been through some shit and kind of like, you know, matured and is on some different shit, definitely recommend it, you know, from top to bottom, man. It's good, man. Just a wise album. I love to see, like, a reformed kind of knucklehead, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so I'm going to talk about that. And then the third topic is Brett Favre, this Brett Favre topic. So apparently, and this is something that my co-host, Kev Hurt, really wanted to talk about. Apparently, Brett Favre you know, some shit going on with the welfare money in Mississippi. He did some shit, and, you know, it's coming out. Then Brett Favre, you know, denying all allegations. So, you know, that's just some tease topics that I got coming up on this week's episode of Reasonable Doubt. So definitely check that out if you get a chance. Lastly, what I'm going to get into real quick, a couple, you know, we are in the NFL season, a couple surprise stories. New York, man. So big shout out to the Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets. They beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers this week. Big shout out to the Giants. The Giants beat Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in London last week. And both the New York football teams is popping, man. So, you know, the Giants is 5-1. The Giants beat Lamar Jackson and the Ravens today. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Vanilla Vic. That's what I call him. Daniel Jones, right? That's the quarterback for the Giants. You know what I'm saying? I always thought he had some talent, man. White dude, you know, just couldn't put it all together. He's got the physical attributes. You know, he got the, you know, we call him Vanilla Vic up here because, you know, he can scramble a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But he just wasn't putting it together. But now, you know, Saquon Barkley, big shout out to Saquon Barkley, the running back out of Penn State University. You know, he was dealing with some injuries, but now he's popping, you know what I'm saying, having a big season. And, you know, they got a nice win, and now the Giants is 5-1, you know what I'm saying? In the background right now, I'm watching the Cowboys versus the Eagles. The Eagles look like they're going to take this game. But NFC East is popping, man. So now it seems like it's the Giants, you know, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys, you know what I'm saying? Who's going to come out of the NFC East? And then the Jets, you know, in the AFC, big shout-out to the Jets, man. Like I said earlier, they beat Aaron Rodgers. Jets got some shit, man. They got a young quarterback, Zach Wilson, doing his thing. And they got this kid, cornerback, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to cornerbacks. Big fan of cornerbacks. You know what I'm saying? Cornerbacks are the ones that, you know, the defender receivers. You know, you got to have a good cornerback. You know, nobody did it back in the day like Deion Sanders, prime time. But now, the Jets, man, remember you heard it first. Sauce Walker is a rapper. Big shout out to fucking Griselda. Sauce Walker's done with Griselda. Sauce Garner is his name. Dude is legit, man. I think he was a fourth round draft pick out of Cincinnati. Big shout out to Ohio, doing his thing, man. Sauce Gardner. Damn, I'm gonna keep mixing that up. It's the Sauce being the first name or whatever, man. That's an ill football name, man. Sauce Gardner. So that defense, man. So yo, them Jets, man. Them Jets and them Giants, man. Representing New York, man. So you know my Browns. Fucked up, you know what I'm saying, got smacked up by the Patriots today, you know, Bill Belichick, you know, that was a game I know we probably wasn't going to win because you don't make smart decisions, even though Tom Brady ain't there no more, still got Bill Belichick, and they don't got a lot of talent in New England, so they're going to beat you by you making mistakes. And, of course, with our quarterback, you know, we just waiting on Deshaun Watson, man. Jacoby Brissett ain't it, man, you look like some old dude out there trying to play quarterback. And, plus, he used to be the backup to the backup of Tom Brady in New England. So, you know, it was you freaking Belichick basically made this dude. So, you know, that was just, you know, we wasn't going to win that, man. So, anyway, so that's the sports report. Last quick story, man. I got 2 minutes before I get up out of here. You know what I'm saying? But big shout out to NBA season. I start this Tuesday. I'm going to probably pop off and talk a little bit more about that next week. But the Lakers, well, first off, my early – pick to win the championship is going to be Golden State. I think the whole Draymond Green, Jordan Poole is just going to make them stronger. I think they're going to just run through the league this year. But then I got the Brooklyn Nets. I got the Brooklyn Nets coming out the East to face the Golden State Warriors. I think Ben Simmons is going to have a big year, and I think Ben Simmons having a big year is going to save Steve Nash's job. I was really politicking for Steve Nash to get fired. But now, if he can bring and resurrect Ben Simmons and have him play like the old Phoenix Suns where, you know, when Steve Nash was popping back in the day when he won his back-to-back MVPs, stole one from Shaq because he definitely shouldn't have won back-to-back. Anyway, I think the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie can keep his head on straight. I already know Kevin Durant going to come with it next. Remember I told you that. But the Lakers going to be interesting too because I think they're going to bring Westbrook off the bench. You know what I'm saying? They signed Pat Beverly. I love that sign. Pat Beverly's going to bring some energy. You know what I'm saying? I like Pat Beverly, his game, his makeup. And then they signed Dennis Schroeder. Always like Dennis Schroeder. We were talking about, you know, Smooth being from Germany. You know what I'm saying? Who knew? I didn't know Smooth was raised in Germany or whatever the case may be, but shout out to that. But Dennis Schroeder, black dude from Germany too, is, you know, back with the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? So if they can have Westbrook come in on that second unit and Anthony Davis can stay healthy.
Yeah, you just have a horrible memory, bro. That's all.
So anyway, the Lakers going to be interesting. You know, I think they'll definitely make the playoffs this year, but the key is having Westbrook come off the bench and Anthony Davis stay healthy. But anyway, this has been the world-famous chop-up. So as always, big shout-out to Black, you know what I'm saying? She came with the topic, you know what I'm saying? I had to kind of...
Yeah, fuck that topic. I love Black. Fuck that topic. No.
But, you know...
You get no sugar cookies for that bullshit.
Exactly. But that's how y'all met. Y'all met on some wild... next level shit anyway. But anyway, big shout out to Black Stats. Big shout out to Smooth on the check in. And big shout out to me for the world famous chop up. So as always, you know, follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk. I keep a crunk on there, man. And then follow Mo Benz, man. Like I said, Reasonable Doubts popping every Tuesday, Twitter Tuesday. And if you want to put a face with the voice, Mo Benz on IG. You know, I've been seeing some new followers come through, you know, big shout out to y'all. MOBINNS. And, you know, like I always like to say, you know, everybody be safe till next week, same time, same place. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.